Hi, welcome to Mom Talk. I'm Andrea.
And I'm Beth. Andrea and I are moms at smartsocial.com, and we work every week to put together all of the great resources that we offer to help everybody learn how to be a little bit safer online and have fun using social media. So this week's big topic is about the Be Real app, and Andrea and I are going to talk about that in just a minute about what we found. We have a couple of interesting stories of our own experiences of how we use that with our friends. We'll talk about that in just a second. One of the things that we love is hearing from our partners, from our principals, from teachers, from parents about how you use smartsocial.com. And this week, Josh got a message from a principal at one of our partner schools, and he agreed to do a little podcast recording with Josh to tell the story. So I thought we would share a little bit of that right now with our Mom Talk listeners.
Hello, everyone. I'm Josh Oakes, and we have one of our awesome partner schools here today, Needham Elementary School. It's so good to have you here today. Dylan, you're the principal, and we're honored that you're part of our VIP program where you're helping parents and also students to be informed on all these apps and what we can do together. You have a special story for us, something that happened this week. Can you bring us up to speed on what happened?
So we just started this program about a month ago, including VIPs for our parents. So I had shared that with parents, and we had had additional issues with our fourth graders in particular over the weekends. And so I went to fourth grade lunch one day, a couple of weeks ago, and I talked to them, and I say, like I would talk to my own kid, because he's a fifth grader, talked to them about, I'm communicating with your parents about a program we're using and to stay smart and safe online. And so I just talked to them for about 10 minutes. Little did I know the kids were listening to me. And this week, a student came to me, and he had a number written on a piece of paper. And he said, Mr. Perley, I need to tell you about this. And I said, it looks like an IP address. What about it? And he said, I learned on TikTok over the weekend that this is a bad site. I said, tell me more. And he said, well, watch. So he gets his Chromebook out, he types it in, and it takes him to a website that's like a search engine, but it routes around our firewall. And he said, look at this. I can go to any site I want to. He typed in YouTube, which is blocked, but for students in our district, pulled it right up. And he said, you need to block this so other kids can be safe. And so it was really neat. You could tell he was taking pride and ownership in keeping his peers safe and just letting me know, like, hey, here's a site that I've learned about that's bad for kids. So I thought that was really cool. Then he added on, he said, well, there's another one that was another similar thing. It comes up, you type in a certain code, and you can go onto the internet around our Go Guardian firewall. He had written it down on this piece of paper, and we were able to take care of that behind the scenes to block those at the district level. But while these that know what's happening, and I think that's key, our kids are activating their knowledge and skills, and then advocating for their own safety and for other kids' safety.
That's awesome. What would you tell other principals to get students to do that? What ideas do you have there?
Talk to your kids. That's what I tell parents, and that's what I tell principals, right? Like, they're our kids. We say that when we're in school. These are our kids, and we're responsible for their safety. So talk to them, build relationships with them. I'm proud that this fourth grader, who I've known even before he was in school, I know I'm in preschool, he came to us, comes to me as a fourth grader, and he knows I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm reporting this as a problem with safety. And so he knew coming to Mr. Perley was a safe place. And I let him know, I bragged about it to a few other people in front of him. Yeah. So he knew he was going to get recognized for doing the right thing. So it comes down to the key word, I think, of relationships. He knew he was doing the right thing, and he has a good enough relationship with me as his principal. He could come to me and share that.
That's awesome. Thanks for the story here today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yay. That's amazing that fourth grader came to the principal to tell him what he learned on TikTok that he knew was trouble, but he could have taken that IP address that he learned about on TikTok and shared it with all of his friends of how to get around their Go Guardian firewall.
Yeah. And he didn't. What a great kid. And what a great school and principal that this student felt like he could actually come to the principal and talk to him.
Yeah. I love the way that Mr. Perley talked about this as really a multi-layer approach. They had a problem. I really don't know what the details are for that fourth grade on the weekends that he talked about, but he found Smart Social. He found the partnership with VIP. He has been delivering VIP products and memberships to his parents to help teach parents about these apps. And then he followed that up with another layer of talking to the kids, because I think so often we think parents need to just take care of this, but we have to take care of all of our students like they're our own kids. I just think that this was a really great example of a school and how they're using VIP, how they're teaching parents, but they're working as a whole community to keep our kids safe online.
Definitely. I think it's awesome.
Maybe seeing an IP address might not raise a concern for a parent, but when that student knew the purpose of that IP address and where it could lead, that's the kind of trouble that students can see all the time on sites like TikTok or Snapchat or any of the social media pages. So it may not be something so blatant like violence or pornography that some of us might think of as the problem of social media, but the student recognized it, and good on him, good on everybody in the community for working together to keep their kids safe. So let's take a quick break and hear how to find out about all the different new apps and popular websites that we give parents information about, and how to recognize the dangers and how to talk to your students and create those types of relationships like Mr. Pearlie did at his school.
You're listening to the SmartSocial.com podcast. Each week, we help parents and educators keep students safe on social media so they can someday shine online. Make sure you join our newsletter to get the most up-to-date social media alerts at smartsocial.com/newsletter. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we send out the latest social media app resources that help parents and educators to navigate this challenging landscape with their students. Now let's get to the program.
So Andrea, last week we mentioned that you were creating an app guide about a new app that had a lot of publicity recently called Be Real. Will you share with us what you learned about it and your kind of gut instincts from a mom's perspective?
Sure. So it's a new app and kind of a new spin on social media and sharing photos with your friends. It's an app where they send you a notification at a random daily time to take a photo and post it on their site. You get 2 minutes to take this photo, and there are no filters, there are no edits on the site. So it's like the anti-Snapchat, if you will. It's all about being real and authentic and just a little snapshot of your real day and what it looks like. So it's very unique. And I like that aspect of it. You can join your friends. You can see what they're posting. They, of course, have a Discover tab where you can scroll through anyone who's posting on Be Real publicly. So it's kind of cool. It's really big. It's from France. And it was started there, and it's picking up speed here in the States, mostly I think on college campuses right now. But as we know, a lot of things will start at the college level and then filter down, which we may see a lot of that this summer as college kids are coming home from school and sharing with their younger siblings. But there are a few red flags that I feel like are pretty important and pretty big. So the first one is they have a location sharing feature, very similar to the Snap Map in Snapchat. You can turn it off, and we highly recommend that you do that, because if you click on someone's post who is sharing their location, it will give you a big map and show you exactly where this person is. So for safety and to avoid predators, we feel like that is best turned off. So the other kind of bigger red flag that we see is a distraction problem. It's great because it only lets you know one time a day, but they kind of put some pressure on you to post at that time, at that specific time, because if you don't, it will show to everyone who can see your photo that you were late, which doesn't bother me in the least. But you can see as you get into this app and like start using it, that you could kind of feel a lot of pressure and like really want to post on time every day. You never know when it's going to notify you, but you could be in the middle of taking a test or, you know, driving down the road or doing something important that you don't need to be distracted with. So you can turn it off. You kind of lose the sense of really using the app if you turn it off. There are definitely a lot of other notifications that you can turn off as well. So we recommend getting into the app and turning those off if you're going to use it, so that you're not constantly pinged.
Absolutely. So we've had it on our phones for a couple of weeks now. I see the notifications, but that little number on the corner of the app has added up over time. And eventually that just stresses me out that there's so many unread notifications sitting there. So I do have to go in and clear them out just for my own mental sanity that I'm not missing something. But then it sucks me in and I think, oh, I do want to see what these people are doing, because right now we just follow our friends and I would like to keep in touch with those friends. That is something else, is that until you post that day, you can't see what other people have posted. So it's really playing into our fear of missing out, but I want to see what they're doing, but I have to share first. It's just an interesting part of that app that is really playing into that fear that a lot of us have.
I definitely agree. So we work from both an iPhone and an Android so that we can see how apps work on different devices. And typically apps are pretty similar on both, but we found here they operate pretty differently. The Android seems to give you a few more options in the notifications area, and you can block people on the Android and you don't have those options in the Apple. So it's just kind of interesting. And we also found that on the Android, if you're posting publicly, anyone can share your post on any other social media. So I can't even imagine why you would want to do that. I'm sure that there are some nefarious reasons out there to do it.
Yeah, that was a big surprise because we had started using it on the iPhone and we looked for that and we didn't see it. So I thought, okay, maybe this is going in the right direction. And then when we looked for it again on the Android, there it was. And that to me is a danger, because my kids might say, only my friends are going to see this, or only people on BeReal are going to see this. There aren't many people on it yet, but you don't know when you post publicly on that discovery tab, who's going to share it. And that is something that we warn people about all the time with disappearing messages, that nothing ever really truly disappears. You don't know who's going to share it. And BeReal makes that possible with just a few taps on an Android. But we have to remind our kids, remind ourselves too, even, but whatever you post online, and this is an online app, is forever. You have to assume that somebody is going to share it where you don't know where they're sharing it. And if there's information or if there's pictures out there that you don't want other people to see, they're going to see them.
Yeah. And one of the things I think is bound to happen is you get 2 minutes to take this picture. So you're kind of just like looking around. And I noticed when it would alert me, a lot of times I'm sitting at my computer and I think, oh, that's boring. But, you know, I'm looking around like, okay, I got to take a picture, and you just kind of snap it. But there could be all sorts of information in the background of that photo that you're not even aware of. And then you post it out there and there it is for all the internet.
I have a little cheat sheet on my desk of common passwords. And I mean, sitting in my own house, that's fine. But if I'm sitting at my desk and that warning comes up, that's the last thing that I want to be in the background of my photo. In that 2 minute rush, I think it's very common and very likely that you could share information that you don't want shared. So being real is good to an extent, but being real of protecting ourselves and our privacy is also very important to consider.
Yeah. So if your student or yourself want to use this app, please just make sure that the location settings are off and you're not sharing the location setting. You get to choose whether or not you post publicly or privately. I think posting privately is the best way to go to keep your information and your life as private as possible.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea for students or adults to connect with their friends, to just find a different way to do that with this app. But hopefully we'll just limit it to people we know, which is overall a tip that we give on a lot of different apps, is only talk to people that you know, only share information with people you directly know. And this one is no different. Cool. Thanks for looking into that one for us. Are you going to keep it on your phone? Will you keep sending me your photos once a day?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't post anywhere anytime, really. So I'm really bad about it in general. Yeah, okay. Honestly, probably not.
Well, I shared last week in the podcast that I was having some problems with it being unfiltered. I want to curate it a little bit. So that's a little bit hard for me. So it has been kind of a good challenge for me in the last few weeks to be more real, mm-hmm. especially with the safe friends that I know I have on there, and to practice just accepting where I am and what I'm doing and how I look at that moment. It's a good challenge for me. But I think if you see things from me pop through, it's a good sign that I'm a little bored or I'm killing some time.
Got it.
All All right, let's talk about what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So we are just a few weeks of school left for the year in a lot of places around the country. So you and I have put a lot of thought into what will help parents and students over the summer when students generally have more time to kill. A lot of our content, I think, is going to be surrounded by things that students do over the summer that mom may not like.
Yes, things that make mom want to pull her hair out.
Absolutely. So for our family, the big concern over the summer or anytime they're out of school is about too much screen time, whether that's TV, video games, computers. It sounds like their Chromebooks from school are coming home this summer, which I'm not super excited about. They may just get locked away in the closet because we have enough technology in the house already. They are very excited about it for the chance to play those educational games.
Oh, right. Yep. I bet that's it.
Right. Really, what I know is going to happen is I will be hearing Preston on YouTube, his little scream every day in the background when I think he's doing something for school.
Well, yes, I'm sure. Well, if you want them to keep using it, we are redoing our YouTube guide. So maybe you can read through that and brush up on how to limit those YouTube visits.
Yes, absolutely. So our Navigating YouTube for Parents, Teachers, and Students course is available now, and we are making some modifications to it by the end of the month to really help our parents focus in on the key dangers of YouTube and tips that you can use right away to hopefully minimize some of that challenging screen time issues over the summer.
I will say, I've been doing all this research with YouTube and I get it. Like, I get why kids like it so much. It is so distracting. First, I'll be watching, trying to set something up, and then bam, I'm watching Lin-Manuel Miranda sing Hamilton. I mean, like, wow.
I fully support taking a couple minutes to listen to some nice music, but when it goes beyond those couple minutes, the adult brain, we have a hard time with that. Our kids' brains that have a very little sense of time, that's really hard for them to limit it.
I mean, we may not want to watch the same things on YouTube, but there is plenty on there for everyone to watch.
Very, very true. Yes. So one of the other things that we think maybe kids are going to be doing this summer or asking for is virtual reality. And we talked about this a few weeks ago on Mom Talk, that we had a comment from one of our VIP partners that from his own experiences working with a young family member, he heard and saw some inappropriate things on a virtual reality game that he wrote to us and said, parents probably have no idea that that's what their kids are seeing or hearing. So we've started doing the research on that. And there are so many options of virtual reality games. Right now, I feel like it'd almost be impossible for us to do a review about all the different devices and all the different games. But in this guide, we're really going to give parents some tips of what to look for, how to talk to your kids. And then when you are selecting games, maybe how to make the decision of what's right or wrong for your family, because all of these games or apps or online websites, it has to come down to every family and what you're comfortable with and how well your kids are understanding what these dangers are.
Definitely. Because it can be so much fun, virtual reality, but especially when you can't see what they're doing, there have to be some dangers there.
The kids could be in your own living room, but they are thousands of miles away with those headsets on, especially if you can't hear what's going on. So I think that's it from us this week. We're going to go out and do some more research about YouTube, virtual reality, some of the text messaging apps that kids are also probably looking at to use this summer. So we will be back next week and share lots more tips with you.
Looking forward to it. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the SmartSocial.com podcast with this week's topics from Beth and Andrea. If you enjoyed the Mom Talk discussion that we had today about all things social media from a mom's perspective, we invite you to join the SmartSocial.com VIP program. As a very informed parent VIP member, you will learn about the dangers and benefits of social media for your kids and get tips every week to keep your family safe online and, most importantly, to teach your students how to shine online. We have over 130 detailed app guides that cover apps like TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and 100 plus apps you might not have heard of, but your students may have visited or downloaded. Find out more and join today at smartsocial.com/VIP. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and review so we can continue to help more parents and educators just like you. I'm your host, Josh Oakes. As always, remember to keep it light, bright, and polite. We'll see you on the next episode. Have a great day.